Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we're recording. And we're going to continue the meaning of the name Hu Allahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illahu. La Ilaha Illahu, this is called Tawheed. You're a student, you're a TA. Yeah. So this means Tawheed. Hu Allahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illahu Tawheed. What is opposite to Tawheed? Tawheed means declaring the unity of Allah. Tawheed means what? Declaring, it's a declaration that you're declaring the unity of Allah. Okay? Go ahead.
The opposite is like shirk or something?
The opposite of Tawheed is shirk. Shirk is anything that other than Hu Allahu Alladhi La Ilaha Illa Hu or La Ilaha Illa Allah.
Okay, so pizza?
Just a second. La Ilaha Illa
pizza.
Allah.
What is the pizza?
La ilaha illallah. So, shirk. Is there any? There are several kinds of shirk. Let's say that. What do you think about shirk? If I tell you shirk, which is opposite to tawheed, okay? What? How would you describe it?
I always think like of shirk as a shark.
No. We're not talking.
Well, shirk is something. That. Well, shirk is if you do something bad, you have to repent. So, like, shirk.
No, this is disobedience. This is ma'asiyah. Disobedience.
So shirk is something you do that is bad.
No.
No. Wrong.
Shirk is a good thing?
No, it's a bad thing. But it's not every bad thing is a shirk. Like, if you lie, it's not shirk.
I know. If you do something really bad, like you kill someone.
Still, it's not shirk. No.
It's not believing in Allah.
No, it is.
Shirk is not believing.
Go ahead.
It's believing in someone other than Allah.
Exactly.
That's
different what you said.
Yes. What else would you say? So.
Believing in.
So, shirk. So, shirk is to believe in other than Allah. Also, shirk is to treat others the way you should have treated Allah. It's to treat others the way you should have treated Allah. Got it? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So we bow to Allah, right?
Uh-huh.
And we make sujood to Allah, right? What if you bow down to something else other than Allah?
A king.
That's shirk, right? Okay. What if you swear by something other than Allah?
That's shirk.
Just minor shirk.
How would if you swear by a slice of pizza?
Like when he...
Yeah, yes. Why don't you eat this pizza?
But anyway...
I must shoot your face off with a pizza.
So... The rule that we swear by, we swear only by Allah.
Can we just and say Allah, that's it?
And Allah, yes, we swear by Allah. And Allah can swear by what?
By
anything. Anything he wants. Got it? Allah is not restricted. He can swear by himself, and he can swear by anything else he chooses.
Wait, isn't swearing also cursing?
Yeah, but we don't mean that. We mean the swear that confirms that you have done something. Or confirming that something is right. Okay. And shirk is to treat others the way Allah should have been treated. Okay. Now, how many kinds of shirk we have? We have two kinds of shirk.
Okay. Higher shirk and... material shirk.
No, let's say it's about shirk in general. Okay? There are two kinds of shirk. The first shirk is the shirk of quantity. It's the shirk of what? Quantity.
That's material shirk.
No. It's like saying we have three gods. Then that's shirk of quantity because the quantity here is wrong. What's the quantity should be?
One.
La ilaha illa Allah. So the quantity is?
One.
What's his name? Allah. And he has other 99 names, which is you're memorizing those. Okay? You got that part right? So you got the shirk of quantity. Idol worshippers. The problem is shirk of quantity. There's another kind of shirk. Let me speak about it a little bit. There is a shirk of quality. The shirk of quality. What do you mean by the shirk of quality? Go ahead.
The shirk of if an iPhone compared to a flip phone, iPhone's more high quality?
No, it's the shirk of quality means assigning to Allah, you having a low image of Allah. Having a low image of Allah. You got that?
Yeah.
So you pretty much put him in a projector, a picture of Allah?
No, having a low lineage of Allah. So you say Allah forgets. Allah what?
Forgets.
You don't forget.
If you say Allah is one, but Allah forgets. Okay. Isn't that shirk?
That's a big shirk.
Yes. It's called shirk of
qualities.
In Arabic, they say shirk of names and descriptions. Shirk of names and descriptions. You got it?
Is that supposed to be like an L or something?
That's a T, buddy.
I don't know. It's an L.
So, if you ask the idol worshippers, the Arab lord, if you ask them, who created heavens and earth, they say what?
Oh, is that an A?
They say Allah. But does this mean they are monotheistic?
I don't know.
No. Got that part? Please. Look here. Please. You got that part right?
Mm.
So, if somebody tells you that Allah eats, what? What's that? If somebody tells you that Allah eats, Allah what? Eats. Then this is shirk or not?
Yeah, shirk.
Shirk. It's called the shirk of?
Shirk.
The shirk of qualities?
Well,
or the form and name, the shirk of?
Names and descriptions.
Names and description. Which is to have a low image of Allah or a low description of Allah, less than perfect. So, if we say Allah learns from his mistakes.
No, he doesn't make any mistakes. So.
Then you say, if I ever tell you something that has shirk of names.
If someone ever
or
says,
shirk of qualities. You say, Subhanallah. You say what?
But it doesn't, Subhanallah is like, whoa, that's beautiful. Subhanallah, when you see the moon.
Yes.
But you should say Astaghfirullah if someone says it.
No. It has two meanings. It has two meanings. So you say Subhanallah, which is mean wow. One meaning is wow. Wow. Wow, Ya Allah, this is wow. You say this is wow, Ya Allah, this is amazing that you have created this. It's amazing that you have created this. This is one meaning. Another meaning means that Allah is better than that. Another meaning that means what? Allah is better than that. So if I tell you Allah makes mistakes, you say Subhanallah, which means Allah is better than that. Okay? So we have two kinds of shirk. Shirk quantities, shirk of, and let me add the third one since we're talking about it. Shirk of qualities, which is names and descriptions, which is shirk of names and descriptions. So this is number one. This is shirk of qualities, which is name.
Saying Allah forgets or makes mistakes.
Yes.
Same thing. So, okay.
Yeah, but just make it more organized. And then there are two, three kinds of shirk. Let's talk about the third kind. Okay. The third kind of shirk is the shirk of creation. The shirk of the ownership. The shirk of the ownership. Ownership means that you believe that someone else created. Someone else created. Got it? So, if I tell you that this was created by... this was created by... the universe is not created by Allah. Then this is what? Shirk of? Shirk of what? Ownership. Shirk of ownership. So you have shirk of ownership, shirk of qualities and names, shirk of qualities and names, and then shirk of the count. Shirk of the count. Give me an example of shirk of the count.
You say there's more than one God.
Exactly. So the count is wrong. Give me an example of shirk of the qualities and names.
He's forgetful. He forgets things. He learns from his mistakes.
Right.
He cuts the cheese.
Okay.
Are you serious? What's wrong with you?
No, but that's true, isn't it?
Give me an example. Give me an example of shirk of the ownership.
Oh.
Saying what?
He doesn't own us.
No, he does not. He did not create everything.
He does not care for us.
No, that's qualities and names.
Wait, what are you saying? Allah didn't create?
Yes, just by saying Allah didn't create everything, by not believing that Allah created everything, then you have shirk of ownership.
So in general, pretty much those are the things in general. So to be more detailed,
to
say Allah, no, if you believe in Allah,
He created people to make those houses?
No.
Allah created everything.
No, so if you say, if you believe in Allah, then that you don't have any shirk. If you believe in Him, that means you believe He made everything. You believe He made everything. So, like, if you believe in Him, you're not going to
have any shirk. The Arab lords believe in the Tawheed of... The Arab lords believed in the Tawheed of the ownership. So you ask them, who created heavens and earth? The answer, Allah. You ask them who created the mountains, the answer?
Allah.
Who created the idols?
Who created dark chocolate?
He created whatever. The answer? The answer? Allah. Got it? But they had two shirks. They had the shirk of the count, and they had the shirk of qualities and names, that they did not believe that Allah is aware of everybody. They think that Allah is... There are so many people, but Allah needs... middle gods.
What does your dad do? Do you know what he said?
Shut up!
Then why don't you? Do you know what he said? You flip if he said.
You raise your left hand like that.
Oh,
that's
me?
That's not gonna do anything.
Right. He's being racist.
That's not gonna do anything. Like, you know what he said?
What did he say?
He said, Allah made chocolate people. I'm talking
to him about brownies and
he's
chocolate.
No,
do you know
meant,
that's racist,
he's being racist toward him.
No, we were both doing that.
Like that.
Be quiet. You don't know anything about slavery.
You created a problem for me here in the class.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You've taken a time with the class. Okay,
sorry.
Instead of us focusing.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, repeat the three kinds of shirk.
There's shirk of ownership, shirk of account, and shirk
of... Not account. Shirk of account. Of count.
Of count.
Yeah.
He's reading it off the board. He's not a
good
chicken.
Sorry. No. I'm sorry. And shirk of quality. Okay, yeah. And shirk of quality. And shirk of quality is believing that...
Hide it, Mahmoud. Be a good TA.
Shirk of quality.
So, to finish this subject, which is the subject of shirk, let me explain to you what do we have, what would the problem, the differences between Islam and Christianity, and the difference between Islam and Judaism.
What's the difference?
We're talking about it now. Okay, let's talk about Christianity. As far as the ownership, the tawhid of ownership, or shirk of ownership, do they have it?
No.
Yep.
Yes. You said yes? Why?
Because they could decide who's who they follow.
Yeah, but if you ask a Christian who created the heavens and earth, what
Jesus
would
Jesus Christ.
They would say God. So they have... Okay. Now, how about the Tawheed?
Wait, I have something to say. This guy, I know he was Christian, so I asked him, so, how many gods are there in Christianity? He said, there's one God. And then he says, and then I asked him, who's God? And then he was like, Jesus. And then I told him, okay. And then there's this other Christian dude. I asked him, who's God? And he was like, he didn't name God. He just said, we don't know his name. It's just God. And then I was like, then who's Jesus? And then he said, it's his son. So, some Christians have different interpretations of who's God.
No, it's just that God doesn't know
his. But they all have one in common. Which is dividing God into three. God into three. The first is God himself, and the second is Jesus, his son, and the third is the Holy Ghost, which is the one who made Maryam pregnant. They call him Holy Ghost, or they call him Holy Spirit, something like that.
Angel Jibril, right, or something?
Yes.
How can the ghost make someone
so, pregnant? To us in Islam, the God that they call the Father is the God that we worship.
So he's a dead
God. But But we do believe that God don't have son.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate for His Majesty to have a son. Why?
Because he's so high up and stuff like that.
No, because to have a son, it means that somebody's sharing with you. Somebody, it conflicts with the names of Allah. There's a conflict here because
it
means something shares with Allah. Or you can divide Allah into three parts. The fact that you can divide Allah, that's a shirk by itself. So this is the shirk of count. The shirk of count. Because we Muslims say Allah is one and His unit. Allah's one and unit. Allah's one and
unit.
Okay? Unit means cannot be
divided.
Very good. How about the Christians say that He's divided into three parts? So those three parts are
stupid.
No,
God.
Don't say that.
God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Okay. Now, to believe that God has to believe that a bunch of gang, okay, beat up God and beat him so bad.
What?
And humiliate him.
Beat up God?
Yes.
Is that even possible to see him?
And humiliate him and then kill him on the cross.
What? That makes sense.
I'm so confused.
Okay.
If God, you know, God...
Okay, don't make fun of religion.
You know how people think Jesus is God is because he resurrected.
You say Subhanallah. You say what?
Subhanallah.
So, Allah is too great to allow a bunch of criminal thugs to arrest him. And beat him up really bad, and then kill him on a cross.
He could just think of it.
Is this appropriate for Allah?
Teacher, he's using his phone.
I'm not using my phone.
Does he even have a phone?
I don't have a phone.
I'm not even using my phone. Just doing that.
Let's get your notes out and let's take notes. I want to see you taking notes. I need everybody to have his notebook out and her notebook. And I don't want
to
hear anything. Okay. I'm taking everybody. I need to see everybody. The notes out, and you're taking notes.
I left my
notebook. Okay, get him a piece of paper. Okay. All right. So now, Christians believe that. Hello. So that you know, if somebody asks you, you should be able to tell that Christians believe that God is divided into God, Son, and Holy. Holy is
Ghost.
One L.
One L.
Yeah.
You're good. It's fine.
How do you make it out?
You don't have to be so rude.
And Holy Ghost.
It's fine, it doesn't have to be
straight. Write down Holy Ghost.
We would understand what it is.
In Islam, we have God. This one is man. And this one is an angel. This is in Islam. We have God, we have a man, we have an angel. Okay? This angel is the one who made Mary, made her what?
Pregnant.
He blew spirit into her, like that. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So now this kind of shirk is called the shirk of? Shirk of what? Quantity. And shirk of qualities and names. So quantity, that believing in Allah is dividable, is quantity. believing Allah's divisible is quantity. And, sorry. Okay. I don't see you taking notes. And I see you doodling.
I'm not doodling.
Okay. And shirk of quality is to believe that Allah, His Majesty, will allow a bunch of what?
Criminal masterminds.
Criminal thugs. To what?
Criminal.
To arrest him and beat him up. And beat him up really hard. And humiliate him. And kill him on a cross. And kill him on a cross. Is this appropriate for God?
No.
No. So that's the shirk of qualities and names. Yeah. This is the shirk of qualities and names.
Good.
And names to allow a bunch of criminal thugs to arrest Allah and beat him up so hard. And okay, and kill him on a cross at the end. That's shirk of qualities and names. All right. You got it? How about the Jews? The Jews believe there is only one God.
And who is that?
So, this is the Christian. Right,
don't
here.
The Jews believe
the
that there's one God undivided?
Yeah, but he thinks Muslim. He's a Moses. So.
No.
Don't they think Moses is like a messenger?
So
it's like,
they have the ownership is correct. And the count is correct. Then what's the problem?
Don't they believe
in Prophet Muhammad?
Okay, but we're talking about God now. What's the problem with them about God is that God is not perfect. Is less than perfect. So that's the shirk of, this is here, this is shirk of qualities and names. Shirk of qualities and names. You got it?
Yeah.
So the Jews...
Wait, can I see that?
The Jews are like us, but they have shirk of qualities and names by believing that Allah is less than perfect.
So the Jews are actually pretty close to Islam.
Yeah, the Jews and Christians are close to Islam, and this is why...
No, but Islam
the
believes
Indians,
that Allah has a son.
God.
They also believe
God.
That a ghost made. So that's not close to Islam.
Okay. Yeah, the Jews are closer to Islam. The Christians, the Jews are all close. Both of them are close to Islam.
Okay.
They worship, they believe into the ownership. The ownership. Because some people don't believe in the ownership of Allah. Some people believe that the universe created itself.
Right.
So, the people who say is the universe created itself, or the universe, was created by coincidence, those people have shirk on the very fundamental shirk. Which shirk of what? Ownership. Shirk of what? Ownership. You got that part right?
Mm-hmm.
So, atheists, they have what kind of shirk?
They have a kind of shirk of ownership.
Shirk of ownership. All three of them. They believe, all three of them. So, this is why they are, the Christians and the Jews are closer to Islam than the atheists. Because the atheists have all three of the shirks right there.
Yeah, because they don't believe in any God.
Yeah, got it? And some people believe in Allah, but they act, they make mistakes. These are called what? Shirk?
People.
The people who make mistakes. Is this called shirk?
Yes.
No.
No, this is called what?
Mistakers.
It's called an act of disobedience.
Oh.
So act of disobedience is not shirk. This is shirk of qualities and means. Shirk of qualities and names. Shirk of qualities and names. You got this part right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go and proceed into the word, the name of Allah, Al-Malik. So, Al-Malik. The owner. Okay, Al-Malik. What's the meaning of Al-Malik? The king. The king. Now, there are two kinds of kings here. Kings and queens. In England right now, do we have a king or a queen?
Yes.
Queen Elizabeth.
Do they own?
No, she's not the queen.
Do they own?
I don't know.
Huh?
Do they own?
Yeah, they own the land.
And do they rule?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. No, they do. No, they don't. They have a government.
The prime minister is the one that rules.
Oh.
Okay. So basically, what they have right there is a king or a queen that owns but don't rule.
Well, that makes no sense.
This is how they set it up.
Actually, they used to rule until she became old.
They used to rule until democracy came into Britain. So democracy is against having kings or queens. But at the same time, British people wanted to have the bride, the historical bride, which is the king and queen. So they said, okay, kings and queens in England, kings and queens, rule by...
Are we talking about English and Quranic?
Huh?
Are you talking about English and Quranic class?
Religion and Quranic class?
England.
Religion, dude.
England.
I'm just trying to explain to you what's the name of the people. What? Al-Malik. Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa. Al-Malik. Al-Malik. So, Allah rules and owns, right? Allah rules and owns. When you read Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah says that He's Malik Yawm al-Din. He's the owner of the Day of Judgment, right? How about not in the Day of Judgment? Isn't Allah the owner and the Day of Judgment and outside of the Day of Judgment?
Yeah, he's always the Day of Judgment.
He is. Okay. So there's the ownership in this life, the ownership on this life. People can share ownership. Okay? Allah allows others to be kings and queens, right? In this life, Allah allows others to be kings and queens. In the Day of Judgment, Allah does not allow anybody to be a king or a queen.
Right, it's not like anybody has any priority over anybody else.
Exactly.
Except Muslims, right? Because Muslims...
No, only one. This is why Allah says, Malik Yawm al-Din. Even though he's Malik Yawm al-Din, inside Yawm al-Din, and Malik is outside Yawm al-Din. So we're talking about now Surah Al-Fatiha. We're talking about what? Surah Al-Fatiha. Where Allah says that Malik Yawm al-Din. Where Allah says what? Malik Yawm al-Din. Malik Yawm al-Din, you ask yourself, why Allah is Malik inside Yawm al-Din and outside Yawm al-Din?
What does that mean?
So why Allah is Malik, He is the owner. He is the king. Allah is the king. Inside the Day of Judgment and outside the Day of Judgment. So why Allah says Malik Yawm al-Din? Think of it. Isn't He Malik Yawm al-Din and outside Yawm al-Din? But why did He say Malik Yawm al-Din? Because in Yawm al-Din, there will be no king other than Him.
Yawm al-Din.
Today, do we have kings?
Yeah.
Do we have queens?
Yeah.
But in the Day of Judgment, there will be no kings or queens. Yeah. Allah will be the only king. And that's why it says Malik Yawm al-Din. Okay? So this is the name Al-Malik. So in Surah Al-Fatiha, it says Malik Yawm al-Din. Even though Allah is Malik and is king inside and outside, but in the Day of Judgment, He's the only king. And this name can't be shared with Allah in the Day of Judgment. You can't. No one can say, I am Malik Yawm al-Din. You can say, I am a Malik. You can say, I am Malik of the car. I am.
You're the king of the car.
I am Malik. I am the Malik of United States or whatever country. I am the owner of this property.
Hyundai.
Yes. But, so you can see people can share the name King of Allah in this life, right? Can anybody share the name of Malik Yawm al-Din of Allah?
No.
No.
So that's the king of the Day of Judgment is only him. And that's why Allah says Malik Yawm al-Din. He didn't say Malik and stopped. He didn't say what? Malik and stopped. He gets into Maliki Yawm al-Din. Okay? So this is the name Al-Malik. Al-Quddus, we talked about. Al-Mu'min, who reminds me, what's the name, the meaning of the name? Or actually, let's start from the Quddus. Who reminds me, what's the meaning of the name Quddus? Huh?
The most pure.
The most pure. Right. And what's Taqdis?
Purifying yourself.
Purifying, the angels purifying themselves. How about us? Do we do Taqdis or Tazkiyah?
Tazkiyah.
Taqdis means purification. Tazkiyah means?
Cleaning.
Repentance.
Yes, cleaning yourself. Cleaning yourself from dirt and cleaning yourself from sins and from acts of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so to rob somebody, did you commit shirk?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Oh, wait, no, because that's not related.
This is committing a sin. Okay.
That's one of the major sins.
Okay. How about is
robbing a bank?
If not wearing hijab, for example. Is it a shirk?
No.
It's a what?
It's a sin.
Act of disobedience. How about if you disturb a class?
That's not even a sin. Yes.
Is that shirk?
No.
It's not even a sin.
It's a what?
Act of disobedience.
Act of disobedience.
It's not a sin, though.
So it's a sin. It's not a shirk. It's not a shirk. It's a sin. You got this part?
No.
Can I call the people who do mistake or make mistakes like this, like stealing money, like robbing,
yeah,
like what? Can I call them mushrikeen?
Usually cops get to do that.
Can I call them that they have committed shirk?
No. Yeah, you can actually see.
No.
No, only Allah can.
No.
Right.
No. Okay? And this is why it's very important to know that not everyone who disobeys Allah is committing shirk. You got that part, right?
Yes.
Okay. Those who disobey Allah, they are following their temptations.
Yeah, and when we go to heaven,
yeah,
we won't
and
have
they,
any temptations.
They will, they are following temptations. They are not worshipping idols. They are not worshipping idols. Okay, now, we said Al-Quddus. Now, what is Al-Salam?
Peace.
Salam.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. The owner of peace. The owner of peace. What's the owner of peace?
Allah.
What is peace?
Peace is not
security. Can we say to Allah, Assalamu alaikum?
No.
No. Why? What do we say when we meet Allah?
At-tahiyyatu
lillah. That's right?
Yeah.
That's right?
Yeah.
When we meet Allah, we don't say salam alaikum. We say what?
Subhanallah.
At-tahiyyatu lillah. At-tahiyyatu lillah.
But do
okay.
We don't meet Allah in this
time
one?
Do we?
In 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
21.
21 dollars. 22. So now the al-mu'min. Who knows what is al-mu'min? Huh?
You're going to gain more
racist. Who knows what's al-mu'min? Please pay attention with me here.
Wow. I feel so sorry for you.
I know, I'm just cleaning.
You're making funny movements.
Cleaning what?
This is not funny.
You're getting the attentions of others, and you're disturbing the class.
How? I'm participating.
That's not participating.
Shh.
That's throwing away your work.
Okay, who knows what's al muhaimin mean?
Muhaimin?
I'm sorry, not al muhaimin. Al-Mu'min. Al-Mu'min. Who knows what's al muhaimin means?
It's part of the surah al muhaimin.
Uh-huh.
Al-Mu'min
al-Mu'min. Who remembers? We talked about it in Mo'min. Huh? The one who believes in himself the most. The one, the believer. The one who believes in himself the what?
The most.
Who can believe in Allah more than Allah?
No one.
Why? How come no one can believe in Allah more than Allah?
Because Allah can do everything, so there's no way you're ever going to be Allah.
Huh?
Because Allah knows himself the best.
Because Allah knows himself the best. That's right. Nobody knows Allah better than Allah. So nobody believes in Allah more than Allah himself.
Right.
If I tell you that you don't believe in yourself, would this be something good or something bad?
Bad.
So if I have a low image, if I have a low image on you, then I would say what?
I don't believe in you.
I don't know.
I don't give.
I would say you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe in what? Yourself. That's a big insult. So it would make sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala believes in himself. If you believe in yourself, that's a good quality, right?
Right.
Yes, you believe in yourself because you know your abilities, because you can do it. You know that, right? So Allah knows Allah the most. Allah knows himself the most, and that's why he believes in himself the most. Okay, you can leave now.
Yes.
Salaam alaikum.
You know that kid ran away? Who's 21? He ran away because he's stupid.
Oh, run you away.